Hello, everyone. Welcome to day 7. 2 more days to go, and we thank you once again for watching this video. Before we get into the content of what we're going to talk about, we wanted to invite you, in case that you're interested in joining us for more online retreats. There's many more opportunities coming up and some exciting new things that we will be doing that we'll announce in the future. But if you want to stay connected, head over to my website, catholicspeaker.com, and then sign up for Catholic Minute. I release short, bite-sized faith formation videos about every 2 weeks. But if you're on that mailing list, then you'll also get these online retreat notifications. So if you're interested in continuing to journey with us, head over to catholicspeaker.com. Now, today 7, Janelle.
Okay. But before I hop into day 7, I also wanted to talk about the plenary indulgence. So if you're not familiar with what a plenary indulgence is, okay, these are amazing. So basically, the church grants something called a plenary indulgence, which basically, if you get one, and I'll talk about what is required in order to get one, you are basically as though you have just been baptized and you are free from all temporal punishment or full remission of temporal punishment that you would have gotten from when you go to confession. So a plenary indulgence basically wipes that completely clean. With the divine mercy, you can actually obtain a plenary indulgence. So there's 3 stipulations. So the first one is you need to go to confession. It doesn't mean you need to go to confession on the Feast of Divine Mercy. It just means you need to go somewhere around the Feast of Divine Mercy, either before or after. But you have to be in a state of detachment from sin. You need to also go to receive the Eucharist. So because it is Sunday on the Feast of Divine Mercy, which is coming up right away, you'll have received the Eucharist at Mass. We need to pray for the Pope, and including that, we need to pray in Our Father, a creed, and then we also need to just pray, it says, a devout prayer to the Merciful Jesus. So you could just say something like, Merciful Jesus, I trust in you. So those are the 3 things. So confession, Eucharist, and then prayer for the Pope. I'll post more in the comments just so that if you want to look into it more detail, it'll be there. Okay, so today is day 7, and it says, today bring to me the souls who especially venerate and glorify my mercy. So remember, these are Jesus's words to St. Faustina. He says, and immerse them in my mercy. These souls sorrowed most over my passion and entered most deeply into my spirit. They are living images of my compassionate heart. These souls will shine with a special brightness in the next life. Not one of them will go into the fire of hell. I shall particularly defend each one of them at the hour of death. Whew. I want to be one of those souls that venerate and glorify his mercy.
So you have thoughts?
I do. I just wanted something that, this is also from the diary of St. Faustina. And when Jesus asked her to have the image of the Divine Mercy painted, you know, she was kind of disappointed because nothing could compare to the beauty of Jesus, that she was seeing, right? And he just, again, says to her, I promise that the soul that will venerate this image will not perish. So I just think it's so important. So if I've asked you guys in the group to post any images that you have of the Divine Mercy at your home, if you don't have one, I highly recommend getting one, even printing one off at the off the internet or something. It doesn't have to be something that costs a lot of money. It also says that it should have the words, Jesus, I trust in you, at the bottom.
So some commentaries also talk about with this day that those who venerate and glorify God's mercy are those who offer themselves as victim souls for the salvation of others. So in life, sometimes we find ourselves in positions of great suffering. What we can do with that suffering is we can unite it to the cross, to Jesus, to win great grace for the world. And if we don't, our suffering is lost. I remember once speaking at a parish mission, and sometimes when I'm speaking, I tend to go a mile a minute. Sometimes I get really excited about what I'm talking about. I'm going, and it's just like this water fountain. And all of a sudden, I ask the crowd this question, what do you get when you unite suffering to the cross? And it just popped out of my mouth. And I actually did not know the answer. I remember looking at the crowd. It wasn't rhetorical. I didn't ask for a hand. I was like, what do you get when you unite suffering to the cross? I didn't know the answer. And I'm staring at the crowd, and all of a sudden I just felt this word, grace. You get grace when we unite suffering to the cross, because that's what Jesus did. He united his suffering to the cross to win great grace for the world. And we, through because of baptism, can participate in the redemptive suffering of Jesus Christ. So then we can take our sufferings, unite them to the cross, to win great grace and mercy for the world. And commentators believe that also these are the people that we pray for today, those who find themselves in great suffering, but they don't fight against their suffering. They embrace it because Jesus embraced his suffering. So they are Christ-like, and they unite it to Jesus to change eternity. So maybe you're in one of those situations where you find yourself in great suffering, and you realistically you find that that might not change in your life. Sometimes we find ourselves in those positions. Apart from a divine supernatural miracle, then what do we do? Well, then we can take that suffering and do so much good with it. I heard, and I can't remember the saint, but one was reflecting upon if the angels could be jealous, they could be jealous of us because we can suffer in a way that they can't. And because we can suffer, we can do great things that even the angels can't do, which is participate in the redemptive suffering of Jesus Christ. So we pray for those who find themselves in those positions.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful. And hopefully we're all still getting our exercise in too. Somewhere.
Somewhere. Yes. We got ours in today.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah.
God bless.
Bye.